Alaska teachers travel to El Paso, Texas to advocate for immigrant children's rights. And former state legislator Sam Keto III declines a job offer from the municipality of Skagway for its borough manager position. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. State Senator Jesse Kiel visited the Upper Lynn Canal over the weekend to speak with constituents in Haines and Skagway about issues facing the region. On Friday, Kiel spoke with Haines residents at a town hall-style meeting. The majority of the discussion centered around Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget. Last week, Governor Dunleavy released his state spending plan for 2020. The proposed budget includes cuts to education, healthcare programs, and the Alaska Marine Highway System. The budget still has to pass the legislature to take effect. Cuts to certain programs, such as Medicaid, may require changes to laws and regulations before they can be approved. At a meeting in Haines on Friday, Kiel told constituents that scaling back some state services is inevitable.
I don't want to give the impression that we're going to come out of this budget process without some significant cuts in what the state does. Working with my colleagues on keeping the pain from those cuts to families, to the economy, at a minimum, is going to be a big part of the work.
Some residents were particularly concerned about how the proposed budget would affect ferry service in the Upper Lynn Canal. Over the last few months, the Alaska Marine Highway System, or AMHS, has been modifying its plans for the Tasleena and the Hubbard. The two new Alaska-class ferries were built to service the Upper Lynn Canal starting in 2019. Recently, AMHS announced changes to the ship's routes and plans to retrofit them with crew quarters for longer journeys. Kiel says the governor's proposal to privatize the ferry system and cut state funding for it by 75% has disrupted discussions about the Alaska-class ferries.
I was hoping that we could come here and talk about what the plan was for the Hubbard and the Tasleena, crew quarters or not, Lynn Canal day boat or not. The governor knocked that conversation off the table a little bit. We have sort of preserving the system at all in front of us right now.
One Haines resident raised concerns about a potential mining project in the Chilkat Valley and the impact it could have on salmon habitat. Kiel said that he brought up the issue with Jason Bruni, Dunleavy's choice for Commissioner of Department of Environmental Conservation. He said he was concerned with some of Bruni's responses to his questions.
I think ultimately the question in my mind is, will he let the scientists on DEC's staff do their job objectively? But he is definitely an advocate for resource development. And there's a lot of folks who are concerned about putting him at the head of Department of Environmental Conservation, which will oversee water quality and some of those permitting aspects.
Kiel also said he had been discussing the issue of providing police service outside the boundaries of the Haines town site with Amanda Price, Dunleavy's pick for commissioner of the Department of Public Safety. According to Kiel, Price is open to the possibility of restoring a trooper post to Haines. However, Kiel said the governor's budget does not add any resources to the Department of Public Safety. Five Alaska teachers traveled thousands of miles to advocate for immigrant children's rights this weekend. They took part in a national teachers' protest in the border city of El Paso, Texas. Claire Strempel has the story.
All right, raise your hand if you're a teacher.
As Trump declares a national emergency on the border, teachers from across the nation declare an emergency of their own. Hundreds of educators and allies gathered at San Jacinto Plaza in El Paso, Texas, to protest the detention of immigrant children and their families. The event was organized by Teachers Against Child Detention. They say childhood detention results in long-term trauma. Ben Walker is the 2018 Alaska Teacher of the Year from Anchorage. He says he came to the teach-in not just as a teacher, but as a father and an Alaskan.
When it comes down to it, regardless of how you feel about our border policy, the keeping of children in detention centers for really no reason is not really okay. And so I wanted to speak out about that.
Some teachers see the protest as part of their vocational duty. Teachers are part of a group called Mandatory Reporters, which means that under United States law, they must report suspected child abuse to authorities. They say the level of trauma children undergo in detention centers falls under the scope of mandatory reporting. In that spirit, these teachers are speaking out and teaching out against detention centers. They presented short lessons on the history of immigration in the United States, on how to talk to students about immigration, and the effects of immigration and detention on children and their families. Walker is a science teacher, but his lesson in El Paso included some Alaskan history as well. He sees a parallel between the state's history of boarding schools for Native children and detention centers at the border.
If you look at almost any category for trauma and abuse, I bet every single one has Alaska in the top five. The reason I bring this up here today in El Paso, Texas, is because we've seen this before, and we in Alaska, we know how this goes. We are a clear case study for the impacts of trauma from the separation of children from families and communities. These schools, like the detention centers we were talking about, were not set up or funded or staffed to truly provide for the needs of these children. And some, like detention centers, were rife with neglect and abuse.
It's an Alaskan perspective on a national issue. Michael Pena is the teacher coordinator for Teachers Against Child Detention. He says it was important to have teachers from all over the United States stand together.
The border is kind of the site of a crossing, but when we look at our classrooms, you know, we're looking at students that come from all over the world through all different pathways, and these are kids that are in our classrooms, and we have to be able, as educators, to reach all sorts of kids in all sorts of conditions, and one of the consistencies that we want to bring to them is education.
3,000 miles each way to Texas may seem like a long trip, but retired science teacher Patty Brown from Haines says Alaskans are used to the travel. She says it's her responsibility as an American and a teacher to be there.
We are part of the United States, so we are part of the people who have to speak up and say this isn't okay. Alaska has plenty of immigrants. I have no way of knowing how many are undocumented immigrants, but there are many, many people in Alaska doing the hard work in fisheries and airport catering and who knows what else that may or may not be documented.
Alaska teachers Al Licata, Cheryl Childers, and Janice Littlebear were also in attendance. Teachers Against Child Detention say this event is their first, but not their last. They plan to continue to advocate for immigrant children and families. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.